It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas to you.
It absolutely is.
I feel like this weather makes it Christmassy.
Oh, there's no question. It's cloudy, it's overcast, it's drizzly.
It is a northern kind of day.
Christmas weather. Exactly. But Jenna, if you look ahead to Christmas Day,
we're going to be wearing shorts.
We're going to be at the beach.
I know you're excited.
Oh, I am fired.
I know you
up.
Love
oh,
this.
No, I'll be at the beach. I'll tell you right now. Anyway, it's going to be a gorgeous, mid-70s sunshine.
I'm actually really excited because I don't want to have to cook all day. I want to be at the beach.
There
and if I could,
go.
I would barbecue on Christmas.
Why not?
At
Why
this
not?
Point, we live in Florida. We make our own rules.
That's exactly right. We are Christmas Eve.
Can I tell you something?
What's that?
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
We go any further and I forget, I want to give a huge thank you to Paul Logsdon for coming in and joining me last week while you had the morning off to take care of some things, right?
Right.
He did a phenomenal job, and he wanted me to remind everyone, do not turn off your irrigation systems. Please do not.
I totally agree
okay.
with him. I totally
We had to
agree.
Sneak that in before I forgot.
Well, I want to thank Paul. And I also heard that Paul talked a little bit about the leopard, our favorite leopard plant. When he was here, the one some people call the tractor seat plant. And you know, Jenna, in this business, you learn something all the time. I did not realize that the leopard plant that we've talked about here on the show many times, which some people who, when they call in, say it's an overgrown dollar weed. It's huge. It's as big as a dinner plate. I did not realize how pretty the blooms were on that. I didn't even realize it bloomed like that.
Are we seeing some downtown?
No, you know where. Remember that Paul talked about the Apple Yard project?
Yes, yes.
That's where he has planted, I'm going to say, I don't think I'm exaggerating, probably 100 of these leopard plants. And Jenna, it's a sea of yellow. It's the most unbelievable
That's
sight
awesome.
You have ever seen. It's phenomenal. I'm surprised Paul didn't talk about that. That yellow.
He was refraining from all of the beautiful things that he has created around Pensacola.
Well, he's being too modest.
Yes, that's right. He's being too modest.
He should brag about
He doesn't
lot of that.
Like the cold, though. I will mention that. This is not a good day for him. Well, so bundle up out there.
We agree with that. No doubt about it. In any event, as we get into the spring and landscape, try some of those leopard plants because this time of year, here we are in December, it's just blooming up a storm. It's amazing.
Yes. And, hey, if you have a question this morning, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Our phone lines are open if you would like to call instead of text, but feel free to text 437-1620.
Right. And while we're thanking people like Paul, I want to thank Buzz and Skip for the Camellia show they did with us.
I saw it was
packed. 2 weeks ago. It was packed. And guess who won Best of Show?
Catherine?
Not Catherine.
You?
Skip. He won Best of Show and just a whole host of blue ribbons. And,
did he?
And Buzz won blue ribbon himself.
But, okay. And he's a little bit more mild-mannered when it comes to talking about his camellia.
That's right.
His green thumb with the camellia.
Yeah, he's got the green thumb, and so he also won awards. But that camellia show was a raving success, and I know Skip has a lot to do with that. And so we want to thank him for that. But thank him for being on the show and bringing all those pretty camellias here. I've always said one of the hardest things to do on our rate on the garden line is once a year is to describe those beautiful camellias that Skip brings in. But he does a pretty good job of that. And one more thing about camellias. Walking into the studio today, have you noticed the Sasanquas at the entrance to the studio at 1620?
I noticed them yesterday. Today I was rushing and dropping everything.
They are gorgeous.
They're very pretty.
And they're losing some of the blossoms. But so the blossoms is all pink around them. And with new blossoms coming on, it is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. So,
you know what?
What?
If you are last-minute Christmas shopping, which I've been throwing in things that I find all week long, you know what? Go get your loved one a camellia. Especially if you live here, you know, maybe not send it to somebody who lives up north in the cold, but that might be a really good last minute gift.
I think there's no question about it. And I know the Camellia Club sells what in the trade we call these 3 gallon. It's in a 3 gallon pot, which is a larger pot than one you would think, a little 1 gallon deal. These 3 gallon pots, the camellias could be as much as 2 to 3 feet high, and they're rooted and they're just first quality, and they are generally varieties that are going to do well here. So contact somebody with the Camellia Club, or just go to your favorite garden center. Guys out at Pensacola Seed and Garden, that's a good place to go and buy some camellias out there. Also the Sasanquas, which of course have a smaller bloom, grow a little smaller leaf. They're fun to grow too, and I don't want to say it's an automatic plant, but for all practical purposes, it is. This time of year, unless you really mess up, just don't water it.
Just hate it. Right.
That
won't be good.
Exactly. It's gonna look nice. So I think that's a very, very good idea. I also wrote down a couple of other gifts for the gardener.
Oh, okay.
That we might today want to talk about.
Yeah, why don't we start off with a couple?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's just a couple of things. Most of these are very, very obvious. But if you've got a gardener, a great stocking stuffer is to go to your garden center and buy a whole handful of seed packets of plants that you can plant in the spring, seeds, if you will, of all different shapes and colors. And if you've got a gardener, that really is a nice gift, very inexpensive. So you could make that a stocking stuffer. Also, you might want to buy a collection of herbs for the cook in your family. They may be tired of cooking after all the holidays.
A gardening cook, yes.
Buy a bunch of herbs that take, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, all of that. And that's always a good gift. A good pair of garden gloves that will protect your hand from rose thorns and getting all cut up when you start pruning your hollies and that type of thing. A good pair of gardening gloves makes just a terrific gift. It really does. Also, and this is one you don't normally think about, and most of these are just small kind of stocking stuffers, buy some real first quality plant markers. So many times you'll plant tomato plants or you'll plant herbs, and a week later you forgot what you did, what they were exactly.
That's true.
So put a plant label on your plants, not on it, a little stick in the ground right in front of it. That always makes a nice Christmas gardening gift.
Yes, a high quality one that won't get ruined by the sun or the rain, something like that. Yes, I want to hear some more last minute gift ideas for the gardener in your life. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get a phone call from Chris here in Pensacola. If you have any other questions, 850-437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line.
Cancer. So many lives are touched by cancer. In fact, 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women will be diagnosed with cancer. At the American Cancer Society, we're on a mission to free the world from cancer. It's a big mission, driven by little things like a ride to treatment, a free place to stay, a 24/7 helpline. But these little things are really the big things. Because to a cancer patient and their family, they're everything. And every day we reach thousands of cancer patients who so desperately need these services. But we need your help to get these critical services to more people and families in need this holiday season. Go to cancer.org and join the fight against cancer. It takes just minutes to donate and help provide essential support to cancer patients and their families. Don't wait. More than one in three people will be diagnosed with cancer. Go to cancer.org right now and make a difference. Go to cancer.org.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's not too late to get your picture with Santa. He's downtown at the Old County Courthouse through Christmas Eve. No crowded lines. Stop by for our reservation time. Farm fresh produce, flowers, plants, baked goods, crafts, and so much more can be found Saturdays in downtown Pensacola at Palafox Market. Head downtown, rain or shine, from 9 until 2. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Merry Christmas from Blue Sky Landscaping. Have yourself a blooming Christmas.
Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste with Lacoste Construction Group, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, encouraging you to shop small this holiday season and wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out here with Mike Wiggins. If you have a question, 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. Let's get over to Chris from Pensacola. Good morning, Chris. What's your question for Mike?
Good morning, Mike. I had a question. I talked to you a couple of years ago about my banana trees.
Yes.
You said just leave them alone and let them do what they was going to do. Well, I did, and I've been getting harvest off of them. They bloomed late. And I've got a bunch of bananas above the bloom. Now, I was talking to a guy. He said, if you cut the bloom off, you won't get any more bananas. But what will happen is the bananas would mature faster. I wasn't sure if this was good information or not. I didn't know if it was something that you might know.
You know what? To be quite frank with you, I don't know. You know, we always talk about the banana trees needing, you know, 24 months of, you know, not being in cold weather, and then you know, just cut them back and let them come back and hope they'll make it for like 24 months, make it through one winter. But insofar as the blooms are concerned, my knee-jerk reaction to that is to let it go. Just let the banana plant do what it does. I wouldn't take the chance. I think I would just let it go and enjoy what you've got and enjoy what has happened, because we have had we have not had the freezing weather that over the years we have had in the last couple of winters. So you should be having some fun with that banana plant, as you said you are. But I think I'd let it go. I don't think I'd do anything.
Okay. Well, that was my impression. And as far as not knowing the right answer, nobody knows everything, man. Nobody knows it all. You have a Merry Christmas, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Merry Christmas to you. It's true.
No, that is so true. And like I said, in this business, you learn something every day. It's just amazing.
You got to grow with it.
You got to go with it. Exactly.
You like that one?
I appreciate it. Yeah, very good, Jenna. That is, you are on, buddy. You are on. Absolutely.
Oh, hey, we are talking some last-minute gift ideas. It is kind of last-minute. We are down to the wire here, counting down to Christmas. But you can get things locally still. You can get out there, and whether it's in your grocery store or support a local nursery. We had a text in. A gift card to a local nursery is a really great gift.
Oh, that is a great gift, no doubt about it. You know, one kind of category, and you can do different things here, is one thing that we enjoy is buy somebody a bird feeder. Now, in Pensacola, if you put out that bird feeder, you are going to have just a multitude of birds. A couple ways to do it. One you can put out is buy somebody a martin house. Martin houses, of course, are those that you put on a tall pole, and you've got to get them up now. I say now, in January, because in February, the scouts come across the Gulf, and they come in, and they're looking for those tall houses in order to set up shop for the season in Pensacola. So you got to get it up quickly, but you need it in a wide open area. You don't want to put it under trees. It's not going to work. If you can put it in a wide open area, you will have martins. And the benefit to martins, well, two benefits. One, they're gorgeous, a glossy purple color. Some people just call them purple martins. But they will help control the mosquito population. And so putting a martin house out there is smart, but it makes a great gift. It really does. So think about that. But even if you don't want to do that, just another type of bird feeder, putting out some bird seed. And, of course, we say here on the garden line, when you're putting out bird seed, try to at least mix it or find a bird food that has safflower seeds in it, because that will discourage, sometimes it won't keep them away, but it'll discourage the squirrels from getting into your bird feeder. So the safflower seeds will help buy a little bag of safflower seeds to give to that person you give a bird feeder to, and I think they'll get off to a great start. But that makes a nice gift. It really does.
Oh, yeah. Or even, I mean, like a little hummingbird feeder. I love those.
Oh, Jenna, you're right. I forgot about that. Hummingbird feeders. Last year, we were loaded with hummingbirds here in Pensacola. Everybody I talked to that put out a hummingbird feeder had just a bunch of hummingbirds. And, of course, they fight like children. You know,
yes.
They fight over the bird feeder. They you've got to mix up a little water and sugar and that type of thing. You can mix your own feed so they're cheap to operate, if you will. But a hummingbird feeder is not expensive and makes a great last-minute gift.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, speaking of birds, yesterday, driving home, middle of the day, and a massive hawk flew right in front of my windshield. Oh, my goodness. He was a big boy.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. It was his wingspan was a little bit much. I was like, this one could definitely pick up my little dog.
Well, there's no question about it. Every now and then, I'll get a big hawk come land on my back fence.
Ooh.
And the rest of the birds are gone.
They're gone.
They're gone.
That's a way to get rid of the squirrels.
As a matter of fact, if you're sitting in the backyard and you hear the birds, just all of them leaving at once and screeching, that's because the hawk is close
by.
It's
the hawk or a cat.
Exactly. Exactly that. I don't know how to control that. That's one of those things we need to learn how to keep that.
You just kind of keep your eyes open.
That's right.
Don't leave your little dogs outside unattended. 850-437-1620. Amaryllis and paper whites are good gifts, too, this time of year.
There's no question. As a matter of fact, I've seen them in some of the garden centers, some gorgeous amaryllis bulbs. And amaryllis bulbs are fun gifts for Christmas, because after Christmas, you can plant them in the yard, and they will last. Well, nothing lasts forever, but they will last for years and years and years and give you those beautiful trumpet-like blooms in the spring on the long stalk. But you can force it inside for Christmas, and it makes it fun, then plant it outside. And a lot of these things, John, like the bird feeders and all that and the seed packets, are great grandchildren activities. You know, show them how the amaryllis blooms in the house and then plant it outside, and they'll look at it for years as they grow up. It's really, really a fun plant. I'll tell you something else, a Christmas cactus. It's not just for Christmas. Catherine, as a matter of fact, dropped off a gorgeous Christmas cactus for us, and we really appreciate that. But it's beautiful this time of year. Keeping in mind, you don't have a lot that's going to bloom this time of year. Our camellias and sasanquas, of course. But the Christmas cactus, maybe it blooms after Christmas, or maybe it blooms before Christmas. You can call it a Thanksgiving cactus. But it does give you some color in a time of year when we really don't have a whole lot.
That's very true. I love my Christmas cactus. I have a few in my house we're still keeping alive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. We have a couple more to get to. I promise we will get to them here on the Garden Line. Again, you can text in or call 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Bringing some Christmas ideas to your home. We also want to get to your questions as well. Mike from Pensacola, what's your question real quick before we head to break?
Hey, I've got about a five-year-old fig tree that I moved this morning. It's about 5 foot tall. This was the first year that I ever had a couple figs. I'm wondering to know what I need to do to make sure it survives the transplant.
Okay.
Yeah, and what type of tree is it, Mike?
A fig tree.
Fig tree.
A
gotcha.
Fig tree.
Okay, very good. We can answer that when we get back.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Well, a couple of things. I'm not familiar with that song, but for those listening at home, yeah, to appreciate that particular music, you have to watch Jenna's hand movements. It's like she's leading the orchestra in the Italian donkey song.
Let me tell you something, though. If you actually have an Italian person, like really Italian from Italy, they will not understand it. It's an Americanized. I don't know why. I actually don't know the history of it. I should look it up. But it's one of my favorite songs that I've listened to my whole life.
Well, let me tell you right now. On the Garden Line, we do play a different music.
It's a variety.
A variety of music, no question. And so that's fun, the Italian donkey song. Let me log that one in here.
I don't think people are a fan. Listen, listen to it a few times. It'll catch on. Then you'll love it, and you'll thank me later. That's all. 850-437-1620. Right before we went to our break, we were talking about the fig tree.
Exactly. And just a couple of things about that. Number one, we kind of keep a list, or I do, a little list of the favorite fruit trees for North Florida. And fig tree generally works its way towards the top of that list because it does so well here. Moving it this time of year is pretty good. I would love to have waited till we had a little more cooler weather, but you know, it's done, and that's okay. What you've got to be careful with is watering. I know it's winter, and I know that we're trying to reduce our usage of water, but I would say at least once a week, maybe at first, twice a week, take your hose over and let it just dribble on it for an hour or so. Don't allow the sprinkler system to take charge of the watering because you don't get enough water down where the roots are. Fig trees are notorious for being hard to transplant. So you've got to do everything right, especially insofar as watering is concerned. I hope it's in a lot of sun. But, you know, it's really interesting about fig trees, Jenna, is that what the old-timers always said was the best figs are grown next to a house or a shed or a garage so the roots are shaded.
I've heard that.
That's
and I've seen the healthiest one. No, I've seen the healthiest ones right next to people's homes and garages.
So the old wives' tales are probably true that, you know, you still got full sun on the plant, but the roots are growing underneath the structure, and supposedly that helps it produce more. But also, if you are growing a fig tree, you have to learn to share. Sharing with the birds is something that one has to do. So I think we're going to be okay on this transplant. Keep it moist for a while, all the way into spring, all the way into spring. And good luck. I think you're going to be fine.
Yes, very good. And thank you for that question. Hey, here's our friend Tracy sent in a picture. I showed it to you just a moment ago, Mike. It looks like a Mexican heather.
It does look like a Mexican heather, which is a cool plant. It really is. A real nice color blooms on it. I would be concerned about extreme cold knocking it back a bit. But many times that heather will come back.
Oh, okay.
It'll come back the next year if it's not too extreme. This time of year, when we're talking about the weather, you know, many times we talk about, oh, we'll get a freeze. Well, we'll get a freeze, and then the next day it'll be 70 degrees. So it doesn't stay below 32 degrees that long. But I'll never forget, and people listening, correct me on my dates. I think I'm going to be close. The late 80s, I'm going to say 1989. I'll never forget. I went to Christmas Eve church service, and it was breezy and cool, kind of like it was, you know, last night, that type of thing. Before the night was over, we were down to single digits, down to 9 degrees. When that happens, all bets are off. Everything from ornamental shrubbery, Japanese yew, ligustrum, all those basic plants that are never affected by the weather were. St. Augustine took a hit in that particular weather. So maybe we're not going to do that. Maybe that was the 100-year cold. Who knows? And maybe with global warming, it's not going to happen. But in Pensacola, in our zone, we can have these brief freezes, which really don't affect too much. But every so often, you'll have that extreme cold. Even getting down into the teens can do some damage to things that you wouldn't really think it would bother. So just kind of be observant. And also, one thing, Jenna, about that, look into a frost cloth to cover your plants. Let me give you an example. I've got a hibiscus, single trunk hibiscus. I love it. Well, if you take that frost cloth, and a blanket will do, or a sheet, and put it just over the foliage, then tie it up to the trunk, that is not going to help you from cold protection. It's not. You've got to take it all the way to the ground, because the heat from the ground is going to get caught up in that frost cloth or that sheet and raise the temperature inside to help protect that plant. And put that sheet or that frost cloth, when I say frost cloth, it's just polyester. You can buy that at a garden center. Put it over the plant, let it drape all the way to the ground, then take some bricks and anchor it down so it doesn't blow off. If you do that, your chances of protecting that plant is much, much better. So, but if you cover the foliage and not the trunk, some of the experts are calling that, they put a name to it now, that's called lollipop protection, because it looks like a lollipop.
It does look like a lollipop.
And that doesn't do you much good.
We use the moving blankets that we kind of keep in storage.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great thing to use. But you don't want to just wrap the foliage. You'd bring it all the way to the ground.
All the way down.
So that heat from
the ground.
I see
people like stake them down.
That's a good idea. Use a tent stake or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, something, because, you know, generally when we have those cold spells like that, we get a pretty stiff wind. And so keeping the cloth or the sheet or whatever on the plant can sometimes be a challenge.
Okay, that's actually a really good tip. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't have a lot of plants in the ground, but I'll take the moving blankets and I'll double up and put them over the ones I can't lift and bring into the house.
And that's the key. So many of us have that. I do too. I mean, I can't even my teenage grandsons can't pick up some of these things.
I know, that's right.
And so you just do the best you can. And, you know, sometimes you just have to say, Mother Nature is just going to have to do what she does.
Mother Nature.
If the croton goes away and the hibiscus goes away, you know, it's been a whole year of enjoyment. We do it again in the spring.
A lot of people remember this big freeze of 1989. We have people texting in, yes, I remember it. We lost this. We lost that.
Oh, yes.
Paul said they lived in a motor home at the time. They remember it being that cold. 9 degrees is very cold.
That's very cold.
I
lived in Chicago for a while.
Oh, that's like a regular day.
And that's a regular day. that's a warm day in the winter.
It is. And, thank you.
When I lived up there, I never did warm up. Ever.
No, you just a popsicle with
they
legs.
Had a summer day, one day in July. That
exactly.
was about it.
Exactly. Hey, 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call if you'd like to send in your Christmas decorations today. Send in a picture of them, whether it's lit up at night or during the day, maybe your favorite wreath, something you've made by hand. I would love to see it. 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's share some more gift ideas. If you have one as well, you can text it in, 850-437-1620.
Hang on. The mistletoe.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. A little Gladys Knight and the Pips for Christmas.
Well, I have to tell you, and some of my buddies make fun of me, my favorite Christmas album ever is Gladys Knight and the Pips Christmas album. It is so cool. I bet that's where I think that song is on there.
Yes, it is.
It's just a fun album. Of course, this year we listened to a lot of Pentatonics. I really like Pentatonix.
Oh, 100%.
They are so
huge
good.
Fan. Huge oh, fan. Yeah. Just had to let that play out just a minute there. Enjoy that moment. Hey, we were talking about protecting your plants from some colder weather. It is going to warm up as we move through our week, and the sun is going to shine here in the Sunshine State. It's going to be beautiful, so we can get our vitamin D outside. Our friend Lisa mentioned that the potted plants can be pushed up against the house for heat and out of the wind.
Absolutely. And if you have a southern exposure where you can put those plants, that's even better. Keeps it out of the north wind, and I would say, you know, gives you a few more degrees of temperature protection. So that's a great idea. I think she's absolutely right. And normally, of course, we say when you have your potted plants and out in the on the patio such as that, to separate them a little bit to give you some good airflow, because the plants do better. But when you're trying to protect them from that cold, jam them together. You know, get them out there and just put them together as tight as you can on the south side of the house.
That way they're not lonely.
That's true. They have their friends with them. That's exactly right. That's what Christmas is all about. Right,
John? That's right. But then they'll be able to enjoy the beautiful sunshine tomorrow. So let those guys breathe tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. Oh, tell Lisa, thank you. That's a great suggestion.
Yes. Something that we mentioned. Oh, something to mention, too, when it comes to our, not just our garden lovers, but our houseplant lovers, too. I was at store last night, and now they're all blending together because I was rushing around town doing some Christmas mm-hmm. shopping, and I saw the most unique plant stands. So
yes.
You can do plant levels,
yes.
like some leveling
that's
in
idea.
Your living uh-huh. room or your sunroom, something like that. And they were so inexpensive. I'm talking like the most expensive one was $25.
Really?
Which is a deal.
But you can put a lot of plants in a small area.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going up.
Yeah, and then if you have dogs who chew on things, you can kind of lift up your favorite plants or something like that. I think that it's just another idea. Or you can buy them a plant, put it on the stand, something.
That's a great suggestion.
Something unique.
Great suggestion. You want to hear unique? Something that you wouldn't think about buying your favorite gardener? Knee pads.
Oh.
Gardening knee pads. Somebody gave those to me a year ago. And I've got to tell you, I use them. If you're having to kneel on the sidewalk, maybe it's my age here, if you're having to kneel on the sidewalk or the driveway to reach over and weed the bed or plant some bedding plants or such as that, it really will protect your knees. And it was a great gift, and I use them. So you can buy them probably online. I haven't seen them in any stores, but I think you probably get them online. But it's a cool gift for that gardener that has everything.
Yeah.
And
you know what? If
that
gardener has everything plus knee pads, go get them a massage, because it sounds dangerous out there doing some gardening.
Got to be careful.
Listen, maybe a stretching video.
Well, you think?
Yes. I'm just saying, a wrist guard? I don't know. This is now getting a little too intense.
Well, how about a helmet?
You never know what limb is going to fall down. I will say the acorns falling still this time of year, they get me when I'm walking underneath different trees.
No, be careful walking. You slip on them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What else do we have for last-minute gift ideas?
Well, you know one I really enjoy, and I think the only place I remember buying one is Pensacola Hardware, is a spike sprinkler. You know what a spike sprinkler is?
Is that when you drive it into the ground?
It's on this one spike, and it has, I'm going to say, not 180, maybe almost 180-degree spray. So it sprays one way. But it's so easy to move around if you've got just a grouping of plants that you need to water. They really, really are good. Puts out a lot of water, but it's called a spike sprinkler, and they're great. You know, if you have a sidewalk you don't want to water, put it, you know, right in front of the sidewalk, and it'll water the flower bed but won't water the walk. But they're nice. Pensacola Hardware has had them. I don't know if they still do, but that's where I bought mine. And I use them all the time.
That's a good idea.
Cheap. I'm trying to find stocking stuffers here, so
yes.
It wasn't expensive at all.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good stocking stuffer. Exactly. I like that. I've also seen those sprinklers. I don't think it would fit in a stocking, but they're really tall. One of my neighbors has it, and it's like machine gun. It's like chick, 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 chick.
That's called an impulse sprinkler.
An impulse.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you go, chick, 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 chick.
Yes, but it's very tall.
Yes.
And it has like at least 6 or 7 spouts.
Right.
And it goes back and forth all the way around town.
You can set it for 360 degrees or
yeah. He has a very nice yard. I will tell you.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a great gift. No doubt about it.
Oh, another gift idea from Jan. Bee houses.
Bee houses. That's interesting. Yes.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
I've also seen gardeners who like the bat houses, those bat
houses?
Caves up
yes.
there,
uh-huh.
too, because they don't want the mosquitoes all festering into their gardens. That's a good one. I like that.
At one time, we had my good friend Barry Southers, who Barry used to be in the garden center business. Now he's in the bee business, in the honey bee business. And he gave me a tour one time. Fascinating. Just fascinating. So to give a small bee house, I guess that's what you would call it.
Yeah,
would be fun. I've never
done
that.
Make sure they're not allergic first, but that's a good one.
Exactly right.
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll wrap up. Maybe give you one or two last minute gift ideas here on the Garden Line. Up here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Hey, let's get to this last minute phone call. Nancy from Pensacola, we have just a minute left. What's your question for Mike?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I have a front porch facing north, and I live just north of 9 Mile Road. I have a planter. What kind of plants could I put there that will survive? It gets virtually no sun.
Oh. Well, there's a couple of things we can do. One, if it doesn't get a lot of shade, there's so many spring annuals that we can put in there. Not yet, of course. Come spring, everything from impatiens to caladiums to those type of things. Of course, there's some permanent plants one can put in there. The iron plant is really good. I had somebody that had a big pot in almost total shade area, put in some of that iron plant, and it has thrived over the years. So what we need to do, Nancy, is as we get into our spring discussion, which won't take long or won't be long, we need to talk about that. What plants do good in the shade? What plants do good in the sun as we look forward to our spring planting? And we will do that, and I think we'll have a lot of answers for you then. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Nancy, thank you for
thank
calling.
You, Nancy.
Thank you for listening this morning. Join us next Tuesday, post-Christmas.
Exactly. Merry Christmas, everyone. Please be careful, be safe, and have fun.
Absolutely. Have fun. Enjoy your loved ones and friends all around you. And then join us here next week, 9 a.m. Tuesday morning for the Garden Line.
Here.
Stay tuned. Bob Burgee joins us next.